Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Peter Goossens, the head coach of a team at the University of Minnesota, it's a men's lacrosse team. Makes it a club team because you can't get varsity status with Title IX and all this affects men's sports right now. You can't just declare a team. So they're having fun and maybe heading towards something special. Peter, the last I checked, you were undefeated, right?
Yeah. We actually just got home from the national tournament. We ended our trip a little short with a tough one-goal loss to Clemson.
Ooh.
But it was a wonderful year for Minnesota lacrosse, for sure.
Who are the players that make up this team? A lot of good high school players from the area of Minnesota, or who is it?
Yeah, we are mostly Minnesotan, obviously, with a little smattering of some Wisconsin kids, a couple of New Yorkers. We got a kid from South Korea and a kid from California, but I would say 90% of us are local. So,
as Minnesota lacrosse has exploded in Minnesota, there aren't a lot of possibilities for men that want to play college lacrosse. What do you see when you see that? It seems to me that the University of Minnesota should offer men's lacrosse. Now, it's easier said than done because of the Title IX implications, but there's no reason when we're feeding all these great players, lacrosse players, that there shouldn't be a varsity program. Do you concur?
You know, that's a tough one. Obviously, as a coach, I would love to see a Division I program here in Minnesota. That would be an unreal atmosphere with the Big Ten. I think we stay with the focus of we want to be the best MCLA program and as close to that Division I NCAA experience for these kids. But at the same time, we know what we are, and I think that's important too. I think the MCLA is a great alternative to that NCAA program, but at the same time, maybe someday that could be part of the dream. But I would never be like, oh, we need this right now, because I think what we have right now is still an opportunity for a lot of kids to get out and play at a high level.
Now, do you recruit or do you have a tryout? How do you formulate this team?
A little bit of everything. This is just wrapping up my second year. So, in 2 years, we've obviously had COVID. This was our first full season, and we were able to have a national tournament, which was incredible, and make it there. I've been dabbling in the recruiting, a lot of social media, a lot of connecting with kids on Twitter, because lacrosse is such a small community. Just in Minnesota, you tend to know everybody when you grow up in it. It's pretty awesome to just connect with old coaches and be like, hey, what guys are looking to play? Who's got the talent? Who wants to come and try out? And luckily, because we aren't with NCAA, we don't have like a cap limit.
Yes.
How many kids we carry. So there are some benefits. And for us so far in my 2 years, we haven't even had the need for a tryout. And guys have been able to just, you know, come and find community in a smaller community within the large community of the university. 55-ish thousand kids, you know, it's great to have a spot where they can call themselves part of a group.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to, you know, be a part of a team in some way, shape, or form. Is it fun to organize trips, road trips, and whatnot? You're not governed by the NCAA or the school. Does that become a bonding initiative, so to speak?
Yeah. So we do fall under club sports at the U. We have our own rules and regulations we follow. They do eligibility checks through the NCAA, which is important. We are still student athletes, but yeah, we definitely get to have some awesome trips. This year we went down to Arizona for 5 days and played Arizona, Arizona State, and then San Diego State. Obviously we took home 3 wins during the regular season there, which was a lot of fun. Last year we did a similar trip. We did a Tennessee trip last year. Next year we're going to have the awesome opportunity to go down and play Illinois and a couple other schools down there. We're doing a trip over to the San Francisco Bay Area next spring to play a couple of teams out there, Cal Poly, Stanford, and Dominican is what we're looking at. So, I mean, our schedule takes us across the country to play other large schools that don't have NCAA lacrosse.
Do you have to raise money for it, or do you just charge the kids per, or what do you do?
That's another thing where we kind of mix and match things. We really, you know, try really hard to cover the bulk of it with team dues, as I know money is tight again because of COVID. Things have shaken up across our communities. But we have been able to really raise some money this year with some different sponsors to help donate food while we're on these trips. We had some great parents offer up a little extra for the team. Our alumni base came in really strong this year for our trip to Nationals. They really came through and wanted to support the guys. This was our program's third time going to Nationals ever, and we got our first win. So I would say we've done some major things with some financial support from a wide variety of people.
How much fun is it to have a group like this?
It's incredibly fun to have
guys.
Tuesday was tough. We had an amazing group of seniors. The group of seniors is actually the group that hired me because we are a club sport. The guys choose who stays and what's going on. And I got to interview with a lot of them, and they gave me the opportunity. And this group of seniors is a group I will never forget. They gave a kid, a guy, a shot, and they really brought together a community and really a team that's based around a family atmosphere. No matter what grade you are, transfer, four-year player, whatever, they really built a community and a brotherly bond where I can honestly say in a group of 42 guys, I bet you they spend more time together than apart during the given week.
Sure.
By choice. So it was an incredible year of guys.
Where do you practice? What kind of fields do you have accessible to you?
Little mix and match. That's kind of the theme. For the most part, we've been on campus. The club sports has this awesome dome that we get to use throughout the winter, which was huge with how long our winter lasted. We have a crazy practice hour of 9 to 11 at night. Mm-hmm. Which, for me, as a parent of 2 young kids, is great.
Not crazy for the kids, but for you, yeah.
Yeah, my kids, it was nice to be able to have practice later because I could help put them down and get a little extra time to be a dad of a 3 and a 3.5 and a 2-year-old. So that was good. But then it was put them down, skedaddle over to the U, and go late at night, which was great. And if we didn't get field time, we were able to play a couple games at the Eden Prairie Dome this year,
sure.
Which was also a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, and those domes get used a lot, too. So you got to, especially with these bad springs, you got to get in line to get that time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's We have a group of leadership guys, and one of his jobs is solely figuring out rental space. Like, yep. That's his only job.
But you know what? That's all good teaching for everything, isn't it, for life? I mean, figure it out on your own, bob and weave, get to the goal line, you know, dam the storm, get the ship into the port, all good stuff. So continued success as you do it, and thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it. Peter Goson, they lost in the Nationals, but they've got something going on kind of special there with the lacrosse team. There's lots of different ways that you can play sports, compete, and be with the team. That's what I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.